I love this. I haven't taught this in a very long time. The last time I taught this was in the series, The Blessing is in the Water. Hallelujah. But if you've never heard that series, I encourage you to listen to that one. Genesis 26, verse 1, there was a famine. Say famine. Famine in the land. I don't know about you, but God works in famine. God, I mean, every time there's a famine, the kingdom never is subject to a famine. In fact, the kingdom works best sometime when there is a famine. Amen? I mean, God, I mean, when he works in any situation, any circumstance, but in the famine, he's going to do one of the greatest increases known in the entire Old Testament, right in the middle of the famine. Amen? Everyone say there's a famine. If there's a famine in your life, don't worry about it. But you're going to have to get out of that in the spirit and plug into the kingdom, and that famine will get turned around. Amen? Beside the first famine that was in the days of Abraham. And Isaac went into Abimelech, king of the Philistines, unto Gerar. And the Lord appeared unto him and said, go not down into Egypt, but dwell in the land that I will tell thee of. Now, the reason he said this is because he sent Abraham to Egypt when he was in a famine. When Abraham was in a famine, he sent him to Egypt. And that's where Abraham learned how the Egyptians, see, because back then it was all 100% agricultural economy. So if it didn't rain, if it did not rain, you were toast. Everything was toast. I mean, there was a famine because there was no rain, but the Egyptians had learned to irrigate the water from the Nile. And God sent Abraham down there to learn that operation. But he tells Isaac, don't follow the footsteps of Abraham, but do what I tell you to do. Listen, when you're in the middle of a situation, when you're in the middle of a famine, you're going to have to hear the voice of God to get out of it. Amen? God has a plan to get you out. Amen? And God knows how to plug you in. He knows how to find water in the middle of the famine. Amen? Well, all you need to get out of famine is water. Look at your neighbor and say, all I need is water. All I need is some living waters. You have to find the living waters. It's always there. You just can't always see it. Amen? But it's there. I want to say it's there. God knew exactly where to take Isaac. He knew where the water was. Amen? Even though nobody else could find it, Isaac found it. When you find something that nobody else has, you are blessed. Everyone say, I am blessed. If you can find the waters that nobody else is drinking, you're going to be blessed. Amen. And so he tells him to go down into Gerar. He goes, sojourn in this land and I will be with you. See, when God says I'm with you, that's all you need. If he's with you, that's all you need. Amen. And I will bless thee. For unto thee and thy seed I will give these countries. And I'll perform the oath that I swore unto Abraham thy father. You remember that oath? You remember what that oath was? Because I could swear by no greater. I swear to you, Abraham. In blessing I will bless thee. Multiplying I will multiply thee. And we were there. You have to get that message called sworn to multiply. When God swore it to Abraham, we were there. You have to get that message. I can't get there. I'd be an hour coming out of that one. He says, and I'll make thy seeds. He's telling Isaac the same thing he told Abraham. And he'll tell Jacob the same thing because God doesn't change. Amen. I'll make thy seed to multiply as the stars of the heaven. He's reaffirming his promise right in the middle of a famine. How many of you know God speaks in the time of famine? The first thing to get out of a famine, you have to hear God. Amen. You can't follow the footsteps of everybody else. He couldn't even follow the footsteps of his father. He had to hear from God. Position is everything to get out. If you want out, you're going to have to find your position. Amen? God will speak to you. God will position you. God knows how to position you. He knows how to bless. He's not lost his capacity to bless. Amen? Amen. So, verse 6, Isaac dwelt in Gerar. That was King Abimelech's land. He took him in the land of the Philistine. And it was about to get heavy. Now watch this. Verse 12. Isaac sowed in that land. He sowed. Say, he sowed. Now you have to understand, in a land of famine where there is no rain, Isaac sowed. He planted in faith. God told him, could you imagine? Because every time God speaks to you, the world system is completely contrary to it. Could you imagine when God spoke to Noah? Noah, hey, Noah, I want you to build a boat, a really large one. What is a boat? Well, it's going to float. It's a boat that's going to float. And I'm going to bring rain down from the heaven, and I'm going to flood the earth. What is rain? Because you understand, before Noah's day, there was no rain. Rain came up from the earth. It didn't come down. And Noah wasn't 5 years, 10 years. He was 90-something years building an ark, being persecuted for 90. Because back in those days, they lived way beyond 100 years. And for 90, how many years is 90? Any scholars in here? 90-something years. He was 90-something years he was being persecuted for building a boat. And they'd walk up and say, what is that, Moses? What is that, Noah? Well, it's a boat. Well, what's it for? Well, I'm going to gather all the animals because there's going to be water that's going to come down out of heaven. And this thing's going to float. Could you imagine? Oh, yeah. And who told you this, Noah? He goes, well, God told me. Oh, okay. God told you a boat is going to float and water is going to come down from heaven. But you want to know, every one of them wanted to jump in that when the rain started. They persecuted for 100 years, but they jump in. When the rain started, only 8 heard the voice of God. 8. You know when Noah stepped out of that boat? He was inheritor of the entire earth. Was the greatest inheritance ever. Him and 8 people owned the entire earth. Talking about land barons. That's some serious, serious inheritance right there. Amen? We're squabbling over a little. I mean, if you ever look on a satellite, what your house actually looks like. You go to Google and Google your house and look at it from the eye of God. You know, it's just a little square here. You know, like God says, people spend their whole life for that little bitty square. Moses got the whole thing. I mean, Noah got the whole thing. Amen? So Isaac, he went and sowed, and he received 100-fold. Say 100-fold. 100-fold in the middle of the famine. He sowed in a famine. Listen, God is going to require action of you in the middle of circumstance. To get out of a famine, you can't just sit there and say, God, deliver me. He's going to require actions of faith that causes something to happen. You're going to have to hear him. You're going to have to be positioned, and there must be action. Amen? You'll have to have the capacity to step out, but there's going to be resistance when you step out. Now, God told him. Now, remember, go back up to Genesis 26, verse 2. He says, and the Lord appeared unto him and said, go not down to Egypt, but dwell in the land that I tell you of, and I'll bless you, and I'll be with you. And so how many times God tells you, I'm bless you, I'll be with you. You think, oh, man, when God's with me, nothing. I mean, everything's going to go wonderful. He gets down there. He sows. God's with him. But then the enemy shows up. You got to know that he's going to show up. Amen? Now, I love it. Now, watch this. So, Isaac, back down to verse 12. He sows in the land. He reaps 100-fold. The Lord blesses him, but God's not done. See, God is preaching the gospel to these men. And he's going to confront the king. Amen? Because the king's going to confront him, but God's going to confront the king. God's going to show the kings of the earth who's truly the boss. Amen? And he takes his humble servant Isaac and he positions him above the kings of the earth. Amen? So look at this. Verse 13, he says, and the man waxed great. And he went forward and grew to become very great. See, there's great and then there's very great. How many want to be great? And then there's very great. That means blessed and there's very blessed. He's talking about the abundance come around him. There's a blessing and then there's very blessed. Everyone say, I am very blessed. I am very blessed. In the middle of a famine, God did this. Started with nothing. But God told him what to do. He didn't just sow. He sowed with some witty invention. He found out how to find water when nobody else could find water. And that's why God, he just didn't go sow and God miraculously pulled that up out of the ground. He found the water.
Uh-huh, you know that.
It's right here. It's right here. Watch this. So, he receives, he becomes very great. Oh, Father, put the very great anointing on us. Say, put the very great anointing on me. The very great anointing. Very great. I like that. Very, very great anointing. He had possessions of flocks and possessions of herds and great storehouses of servants and Philistines. What? They what? They what? They envied him. I think we're going to have to one day graduate from the church of the taco stand before the world envies us. We're in training right now, but God's going to graduate us. Amen. He's going to graduate us. God has no problems causing you to be the envy of the world. Amen to that. God wants to put his blessing on his people in the last days at such a level that the world will envy them. They might even dislike you for a little while. But watch what happens here. But God has a full story of redemption here. First thing they get is they get a little upset because of the blessing on your life. And then they got to go come make a deal to keep the blessing on their life. I know you didn't hear me, but just stay with me. Amen. Now, how did he do it? He just didn't go, so, all right, he heard from God where to go. He heard from God what to do. He said, plant a harvest right here. But to have harvest, you have to have water. Now, you can imagine Isaac at least argued with the Lord a little bit. You're asking me to sow in the middle of a famine, God. If there was an abundance of water, everybody would be blessed right now. Now, you can imagine the persecution he was under, sowing crops in the middle of a famine, but he knew something. God gave him a witty invention. He knew how to find the water. Everyone say, the blessing is in the water. If you find living water where you're supposed to be, out of your innermost being will flow the living waters. It's in there. There's a well in there. You know, some people can walk around 80, 90 years with a well of God inside them and not know how to get it out. When you find out how to get the living waters out, it starts happening. Boom, boom, boom. Amen. So watch this. Here's the witty invention. God showed him what to do. God showed him where the water was. Verse 15. Oh, Father, say, Father, show me where the water is. Where is the water for my life? Where is the blessing? For all the wells, verse 15. See, all the wells which his father's servants had digged in the days of Abraham, his father, the Philistines had stopped them and filled them with earth. See, Abraham came through that land and he was digging wells. Sometimes you're digging wells for a future harvest. Sometimes you're digging wells for the sons and daughters to come up. See, he was digging wells. And can you imagine when the Philistines were stopping them up? Abraham, well, that was a waste of time. Not always. Sometimes you're digging for another generation. Sometimes you're digging for the next level. Sometimes when you're digging, it seems like at the time, nothing's happening. It's a waste of time. But God is going to recap the wells. He's going to revisit the wells. Amen. Say, revisit the well, Father. All the wells, his father's servant had dig in the days of Abraham, the Philistine had stopped them. And Abimelech said unto Isaac, he got so blessed because he found the water. Why? Because he was in a realm of generational inheritance. All he had to do is tap into generational inheritance. The water was always there. Listen, there's a principle you need to learn to live by. It's a huge one. Are you ready for this? The blessing. Say, the blessing is in the water. The blessing is in the water. And it's also in the house. Many, many times the blessing is right around you. You just can't see it. Your answer is right in front of you, but you can't see it. Sometimes it's going to take God to open your eyes because the water was right there. But Isaac had to find that water. God had to show him, hey, it's in Abraham's wells. Remember when you were traveling with Abraham? Remember? When Abraham was having you dig when you were a little boy and you didn't have any idea what all that labor was about, remember, go find those wells. go find those wells because there's water down there. There's water up in them wells. There's blessing in the water. He found the water. Now watch this. The king comes in. Now he's all upset. First he brings them in. Now he's upset. Watch what happens in Abimelech. Verse 16 said unto Isaac, get out! Get out! Go from us, for you're much mightier than we are. Wow, what a shift. He comes in as nothing. God elevates him above the actual king himself. To where the king says, get out! You know why he was telling him to get out? Because he wanted that water. He came in to steal the well. I'm going to give you a principle here. Never fight over your well, because God always has another one. Never fight over the well. Because listen, you might as well understand, you're going to tap some wells and the enemy's going to come in and try to take those wells. You don't have to go fighting with him because God always has some more. Amen. The kingdom never runs dry. Some people fight all their life over this little bitty territory. This is my territory. Don't touch it. That's when Abraham and Lot, when they were strife together, Lot was wanting, oh, that's a good land over there. I want that land. And said Abraham, said, take all you. When the blessing's on you, you're not going to live in fear. When the blessing's on you, wherever you go, you'll start prospering. Amen. You don't have to live in strife. You don't have to live in fear. Amen. Because your well is not going to dry up. Even if Abimelech will come steal your water. He wanted them out because he wanted the water. He wanted the crops. Now, Isaac could have went in there and started fighting with him. He could have done all that. But he didn't. Isaac departed. He didn't war with him. He said, okay, take it. That is the mark of a blessed man. He said, take it. And he pitched his tent in the valley. Okay, look, you can have this. I'll go to the valley now. Because there's water in the valley. Amen. He dwelt there. And look at verse 18. Isaac digged again. Listen, sometime if your water's dried up, you're going to have to dig a little. Sometimes you had a good season. How many times you had a good season? You try to live in that season and God shut that season down. And the next season's right in front of you. If you don't go and get in and start digging in the next season, all you want to do is go return to where you were. Some of you want to go back. I want to go back. It's comfortable over there. But that's not where God is. God's now in the valley. He was in the city. Now he's moved you. Listen, you got to be able to move with the Spirit of God. And sometimes you got to dig again. I don't want to dig. I want to go back to the well I dig. Sometimes you might be a professional digger. When am I called to do God? I'm a digger. I'm called to dig. But I know how to find water. Sometimes your water is in the digging. Everybody else is blessed out there. Someone stole in your water and God's saying, leave it, take it, go, I got more. But you're going to have to go and dig some more. Sometimes you're going to have to dig into the Word. Sometimes you're going to dig into the Spirit. Sometimes you're going to have to find a new source. Sometimes God's wanting you to find another source, a deeper source, deeper water, fuller water, because He's got a plan. Even for the ones that have stolen from you, He's got a plan. Amen? He gave up his water to find some more water. And Isaac digged again the wells. Sometimes the wells are right here, my friends. Right here, the heart, the greatest well of all. It says, guard the heart with all diligence for what? For out of it floweth the wellsprings of life. Out of your innermost being will what? Flow rivers. The waters that I will give you will be a wellspring of water. Sometimes the answer is not keeping laboring out here, but go find the water in here. Because you find the water in here, it'll produce a whole nother harvest for you. Amen. And Isaac digged again the wells of water, which they had digged in the days of Abraham his father. Isaac knew where the water was. Amen. And the Philistine had stopped them after the death of Abraham. And he called their names after the names by which his father had called him. And Isaac's servants digged in the valley. Say, dig it in the valley. And found there what? A well. A springing water. Listen, if you can find water, if you can find the living waters of God, you're always going to be blessed. Because he said, he promised these wells will never stop. These wells will never stop. Amen? The only other time you hear a hundredfold in the Bible is in Mark 4, Luke 8, Matthew 13, talking about the sower sowed the word. He says, if you'll hear the word of the kingdom, receive the word of the kingdom, understand the word of the kingdom, and keep the word of the kingdom, you'll bear forth, what, 30, 60, and 100-fold. And he was borrowing from this very operation. Amen? Now look at verse 20. And the herdsmen of Gerar, they did strive with Isaac's herdsmen. Listen, the enemy's always going to strive over what you have. He wants it. Saying, the water's ours. Look at that. The water's ours. That's not your water. That's our water. And he called the name of that well Essek because they strove. What'd they do? Isaac keeps giving up his water. He said, take it. I'll dig again. I got some more. And we'll say, I got some more. And they dig another well. And they strove for that one also. Listen, sometimes you're going to dig, but God has got the mother load down there for you. Amen. There's going to be a time you're going to dig and there's not going to be any more striving. Amen. You're going to get the mother load. Some of you are digging, pressing, entering. Sometimes you're doing it by faith. There's something inside you that won't let go. I just know I'm supposed to apprehend something for which I've been apprehended for. I don't know what it all is there, but I know something's there. But I'm going to keep digging till I find it. Can I get an amen? And they digged another well, and they strove for that one also. And he removed from thence and digged another well. You know how many times he digged? Some of you are tired of digging. Some of you are tired of pressing. You don't get that luxury. You got to go find the water. That's where your blessing is. It's in the water. The blessing's not in fighting. The blessing's not in striving. The blessing is in the digging. Amen? And he digged another well. See, this is the well we're digging here. Loosing the cords, loosing the chains, finding the eternal inheritance that's going to flow. Amen. And they dig, they remove, verse 12, from this, and they digged another well. But then they strove not. And they called the name of it Rehoboth. And he said, for now, look at this, now the Lord, verse 22, has made room for us, and we shall be fruitful in the land. See, there's a time that God's going to make room for you. There's going to be a time you're going to dig that last well. There's time you're going to dig one that well, as God said, now this one cannot be taken from you. How many of you have ever been stolen from? Look at the hands. But there's going to come a time God's going to say, no more, this one's yours. You're going to tell the enemy, I gave you all that other because you were fighting over table scraps, but this one's mine. And you can't touch it. There's a time God's going to give you that which is your own, and the enemy will not be able to touch it. He's going to make room for you. Everyone say, Father, make room for me. There's going to be a time God himself is going to make the room for you. Hey, this was not fair. There was nothing about this. God told Isaac to go down in this land. I'm going to bless you there. He did. But he didn't tell him the enemy was going to steal from him 8 times in a row. God doesn't tell you all that about your journey. Don't get bitter when things don't go your way. Come up and keep digging. Keep digging. Listen, as long as you're walking by faith, you're going to find the well where God makes the room for you. Amen. I just have a feeling we're in our last hole. Throwing up some dirt out there. I remember Bronk had a dream. And Gary Carper and I were down in a well, and we were all dirty, and we had shovels in our hand, and we were just filled with dirt. And he said, we were so happy to be down there. He goes, why are they so happy down there? It was just all dirty, and we'd throwing up dirt, and we were way down in that well throwing up dirt. We were just happy as could be. Now I know, because there's treasure down in there. Because you're going to find something that not everybody has. And when you find something that not everyone has, the blessing will show up in your life. Amen? Sometime you're digging, as God's got some stuff down there for you that nobody else is operating in. And he wants you to have it. But it's very deep. Amen? And the enemy's been stealing, and the enemy's been trying to discourage, but there's some stuff down there. The blessing is in the water. Whew. Isn't that good? Ah, where was I at? Verse 22. I will bless thee. Oh, yeah, and then he went up from there to Beersheba. God made room for him. Look at verse 24. And the Lord appeared to him again, and he starts reaffirming the promises now. The generational inheritance starts reaffirming it. And he built an altar there. Verse 25, they went to Beersheba in the name of the Lord and pitched his tent there. And there Isaac's servants and digged another well. Man, 100-fold is going to come from those who know how to dig. If you're not willing to dig, you're not going to get very far in the kingdom. Amen. Everyone say amen. Verse 26, then Abimelech went to him from Gerar. Now remember, this is the same king that kicked him out, that stole his water. I have a good feeling that as soon as he stole his water, it didn't work for him quite the way it worked for Isaac. If it did, he wouldn't be seeking Isaac out. Now watch Abimelech change his tune. The first time he gave him the boot, this time he's coming to him. Watch what happens here. And Abimelech went to Gerar and one of his other guys, Ahuzah. Not Uzzah, Ahuzah. It's Ahuzah. See, Uzzah and Ahuzah probably run together. You'll have to get that tape. Uzzah. Why can't I ever get away from Uzzah? Verse 27. And Isaac said unto them, wherefore have you come to me, seeing that what? You hate me. And you sent me away. Listen, sometime the haters are going to have to come back. Because there's going to come a time you're going to find something that the haters are going to want to come back. And say, I don't have what you have. Amen. God knows how to put a blessing on you in a time. In its proper time, that even those who stole from you, hated you, kicked you out, would gave you the left foot and the right foot of fellowship, they come back. They'll come back. Some of them are going to come back. Amen. And notice what they said. I love it. Verse 28. And they said, we saw certainly that the Lord was with you. And we said, let there be now an oath between us. Let's make another covenant. Let's make a covenant because, you know, we've been with you the whole time. Between us, between you, let us make a covenant that you will do us no hurt. For we've never touched you. We've never done anything but good for you. You remember all the good we did when we let you in our land? They never remember what they did. We sent you away in peace. Isaac's going, yeah, right. I do recall you sent me away. You hated me. But now you're coming back. And that, look it out. But notice what the king had to do. For now you are the blessed of the Lord. The king recognized the blessing on him. And the king recognized he wasn't going to be blessed unless he entered back into covenant with Isaac. He could steal all the wells he wanted to steal, but that water was not going to work for him the way it worked for Isaac. And he had to realize, if I don't come back and get with this man and have a covenant with him and get my heart right with him, I'm not going to see the blessing. The blessing was doing that, by the way. It was the blessing that got the attention of the world. It's the blessing that'll get the attention. Amen. Everyone say the blessing. And the blessing came by finding the water. God knows where your water is. I just sent some people, there's somebody in here, you were seriously done wrong in a recent time, and the Spirit of the Lord has brought you into this house to bring a new well to your life. And he's telling you, this is going to be sweet water. It's not going to be like the bitter water before. It's going to be sweet water. As you dig and learn and develop, you're going to find very sweet waters. It's going to cause a blessing to return to your life in ways you never have before. Amen. Isn't that good? And they sent him away and says, now you are the blessed of the Lord. That's a king talking to him. King that kicked him out. The king came back and the nicest way he could. The king, that was about as far as he could humble himself. But he did. He humbled himself. Isaac brought him back in. When you got the blessing of God on your life like that, you don't have to fight. Amen. Glory to God. Look at verse 32. We'll close with this. And it came to pass that same day. So they had a feast, and they drank, and they had a feast, and they ate, and then those three left Isaac in that same day. Now, this is why God did this last one, that same day, because Isaac did not hold the bitterness of the past. He forgave them. He released them. Brought them back in, say, listen, there's enough. When the blessing of God's on your life, there's enough for everybody. You don't have to fight for table scraps. That's only when nothing's flowing, everyone fighting. When it's flowing and it's full, it's enough. Isaac said, listen, there's enough for me, there's enough for you. And he came into covenant. And that day they had a big feast, and he sent them away. And that same day, God blessed him again. That same day. Listen, water back in them was like gold right now. And that same day, look at verse 32. It came to pass that same day, say the same day, that Isaac's servants came and told him concerning the well which they had digged and said, we have found water. We have found. God gave him that well because he forgave Abimelech. Amen. Sometimes you're going to have to lose the past. Don't worry about what's been stolen from you. Don't worry about. Because God's not up in your past. He's up in your future. You're not going to go rehash the past. Don't worry about what's happened to you. Listen, if you're a man or woman of God, there's probably going to be some contrary things. Even when God sent you there, he told you to go somewhere. And something happened and all hell broke out. But God said, go in there and my blessing, I will be with you and I will bless you there. And he did. He didn't tell him he was going to have to dig 20 times. He don't tell you the whole story. Because you probably wouldn't go. He tells you the highlights. God always giving us highlights. I got an old constitution of highlights. I'm like, why didn't you give me the lowlights? You gave me the highlights. You didn't tell me all this other stuff. You probably wouldn't have signed up for it. God knows how to get you on the chain. He knows how to sign you up. Amen? Yeah, see, this is a book of highlights right here. It's 28 years of highlights. I'm like, God, all we're experiencing is lowlights. I want the highlights. He said, there is a well, son, if you keep digging, that'll open this whole thing up. A well. If you just keep digging, because you never know, you might be 6 inches from your final well. 6 inches. One more shovel. Go back down there, one more shovel, and you might find the mother lode. The mother lode. The one you've been looking for. I've been digging a long time in this one, God. I've been feeling the promises of water, but one more shovel and you might be right there. The crown might be in there. It might be the well where the crown is. If you have ears to hear, you know what I just said. It might be the well or the crown. The water that's going to produce the crown. The final crown. That's awesome. How many of you feeling that one? Glory to God. I feel we're in our final well. I feel, I'm telling you by the Spirit, that we're digging in our final well and the enemy's going crazy right now. He's taking, stealing, all kinds of things, fighting. But we're in a final well, my friends. And this kind, this water, it's going to come out of this last well. It's going to fill the whole earth. It's going to fill the earth. There's an apostolic king priest government up in that well. It's that well that he's promised. Oh, Lord. Grant us the grace to find the final waters. The last day living waters, the latter rain, the rivers of the king priest government. Grant us the grace, Father, to find it. Grant me grace to dig one more time. Grant me grace to dig one more time when I can't dig anymore. Grant me grace to dig one more time. The well springs of the Father's love. The well springs of the Father's abundance. The well springs of the Father's ministry. Oh, just one more shovel. I know the water's there. I believe the water's there. I believe it, Father. I believe it. Amen. Let's give God glory. Hallelujah.